It really is the ultimate form of democracy in the distribution of media.
It is. In the video world, we're seeing YouTube, for example, use up a lot of that space, and live stream and a few other organizations, although YouTube is the kind of the king of the hill right now.
Right.
And in fact, we have two YouTube channels and a live stream channel for our show.
Right.
To what extent? Now, we're seeing consolidation there, too. I mean, YouTube just got bought by Google.
Right.
And so that industry is getting bigger and bigger. And the cost of entry, the cost of competition is getting harder and harder. To what extent does the issue of net neutrality, which Netflix is now starting to get very outspoken about, one of your advertisers,
right.
To what extent does the issue of net neutrality concern you, given that you're stepping out of the waters of broadcast, you know, of sticks and transmitters, and into the ocean of the internet?
Isn't it interesting how certain bills and certain legislation are labeled to make people think that it's exactly the opposite of what it means? You know, I mean, I think that anything that inhibits the distribution of content to the public is not a good thing. One of the advantages of being in the radio business is it's sort of like the Rodney Dangerfield of the entertainment business. You know, we don't get no respect.